Beginnen gerade da am Sech des Babakama Dov Chavches, beginnen wir noch, beginnen zu diesem Aster, beginnen zu diesem Gemara, wie Ibe Tam, now, if it's Tam, well, then am I Chayv, why is he liable for having pushed him off? Which Tais explains, why is this a question Davka by Tam? Because, Bishlami Arbim would, I understand the Ritual Mamai Mood, yeah, we understand Yishle Yishchayv, should be liable, because Shainabah is not overwhelmed, so he should take the time to understand, you can't push up the animal, because it's not a woman, because he's going to get his full money back, it's going to get another chump. So by Lashata, he shouldn't pull his animal from underneath. But if we're talking about by a time, so looks like the Gemara will say this, but in the Havamim, the Gemara doesn't entertain Shayla Lashata, he shouldn't pull that his animal, if he should bow, because it overwhelms your lap, so he's afraid he's going to lose, he's only going to get by Khatsi, Nezik Shom, but Lashata, and he didn't entertain to pull out his animal, and that's why the Gemara is asking, why is he chayv? So this guy could break everything in his way and leave like that. Which, previously we said, what do you just said in the previous case, that, wait a second, you can't just, you know, push off the animal. You have to do it in the most harmless type of way. You should pull out his animal from beneath. So why don't you say something over here? So it says, no, that's because, what's the difference? Pulling out your animal is not, it doesn't have more effort than pushing the animal off. Here, it didn't make him go through the effort, like suddenly organize this guy's barrels that's blocking his way. No, he could break and go out and break and come in. Where do we know that the Nirtza, which the Eved Ivri that stayed past the Shemitah year and staying till Yevil, that when his time is up, and he pushes him out, and he injures him, he's potter, which Orchid the Milsenok is parenthetically letting us know, because Charles Regilis Latar, then it's the type that this guy will refuse, and he's trying to push him to get out, Vishen Yochel Eshtabarad, but we're done. You know, by a guy who wants to stay longer, okay, let's make him into a Nirtza. But here, he's done with Nirtza, yeah, but there's no way he could hold on more, and therefore that's when the situation would arise. Kinnak says, Master, with the Gemara, time and Hintkel. Sounds like, oh, because he tripped. But if he deliberately breaks it in, it's going to be chayv, which Tais explains, the question is specifically going to Rab. The Muki Law, he explains the case to Mabamala, where the guy fills up the whole area. And that's what we're saying, not like Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman holds, what do you mean? Adam could do a din la'atzmoy if the whole thing is filled up. So we see, not like Rav Nachman. But that's what Tais says, because the Belim Mali, because if it wasn't the whole area filled up, so what do you mean, Rav Nachman? Of course, he would agree to this halacha that you shouldn't break it, because the Belim is good, but the of course, you should go on the other side. It's not just all the Merom that obviously we're basing on the question of Iboy Leuni Mazel, and they have to figure out, okay, it's dark, it's this, or whatever. Like, so he wouldn't disagree with that. Now, Morva says, Taisis, well, Tavayu Le Padach. Now, the question is not for both of them. In other words, also according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is, you could say it's difficult to him also, because, in other words, he agrees that with his hefsed, where a person could do a din la'atzmoy, and he would see not like that. So he says no, because avakav the agav mala, although we're talking about where it is all filled up, like a pseda, there's no loss, because the leidam lachatzachaveri, you can't compare it to your friend's court judge. Where a person could go around in the street, to go wherever he wants to. And by a chotzer, then everyone agrees that it's considered a mokum seda, and then even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you're allowed to take the law into your own hands, which is not the case over here, and the result says Tesis holds it only a question of Rabbi Nachman, and not on Rabbi Yehuda. Next Tesis Master begins with the Gemara, Loi. Where she could have saved her husband through some other way. And so Tais explains, since she could save him some other way, I feel a din in it's not even a din. In other words, what Tais is addressing is, so it's not difficult for him over here, and Rav Nachman holds that even without a loss, a person could do a din la'atzmai, because it's not even a din at all. Next Tais Master begins to murmur, but Lincoln pisses away, so why didn't he hold the stick and stand over there? Because Tais explains, so like the Hashlik Mor at this point understands, Dishaloy lo higiyu, this that he can't get back, this original one, is lafishin yoch lahazm kolebi drachim lebezin, because he cannot summon them to court. But not that it's not his. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, let him stand over there and take the law into his own hands. Next, Tais Master begins with the words of the Gemara, which Taisa says, the Gemara says, Yach, if that's the case, unlike our Gemara, Taisa says, the Gemara says, Mashanasanasanamai. So the question is, why would he give is given? Let him at least get that back, because he's not, the trance is not working. But like I said, the Gemara says, not. Like we have the Mashaloy Lo Yigi, why is it that that original ones is not his? What do you mean? We know why, because he's not getting a good enough transfer for that original one. So that wouldn't be the Gemara's question. The words of Gemara, Amai Zebezeh Peya, or the words in parentheses, Yachi. Well, why are we saying both of them are Peya? That explains the Gemara's question. Did Bishlam Oisa Shunat Lahabatei? We understand that the one that they ended up taking the poor people is pay. They took it with his intention. That's paya, so it has all the exemptions of paya. And but the one that they left, we could presume that his intent would be that if they took from the other side, that he'll be reacquire that, and therefore, why does have the halachic status of paya to be exempt from anything else if it's just his regular stuff that retroactively was always his? What do we mean both a pay? I mean, it means to exempt both of them from Maisa, which Umaisi Raya, and the proof is brought to Bishul Shachaz of a Zachabai, although a person will go back and acquire it, that's not going to make him obligated, as the Bachad's in the words, lay b'maisa, to obligate him in Maisa. Why? Not like we said in the previous days, as the Gemara's Habin was. No, initially his intent was to give it as a totally paya, and if it was exempt, Taisa explains very importantly. It says, a pay the miftrim and a maisim. This a pay is exempt from maisim. Loi mitam hefkes. Not because of the halachic status of something ownerless, that hefker is part of a maisim, has to be a double nishma. No. That's not the reason. No, not mesechus pay, because loi mishnah mesechus pay in the sixth peg, b'shem erim, they say hefker linyan hefker. Someone's hefker only for the poor. It's still considered hefker and it's part of a maisim. Mesilam, they say, no, ain't hefker, it's not hefker. It's your hefker until you make it ownerless, ablashim, even for the wealthy, kishmit, like shmita. So here it's not for the wealthy, it's only for the poor. So that won't have the qualification of hefker to exempt from payer. So then why is it potter? So behind the time, it says the reason is the miftuda that it's exempt to the shin v'safri. Like it's from the safri, because it says in the pasuk, when you have a maaser, it says, the lady's going to come, because he doesn't have a portion of inheritance with you. Ah, yatzezeh, that excludes this. Sheesh l'chalik v'nachimach. They does have a portion of inheritance with you, because Shemu Levi ani nekel peyah. If it's Levi who is a pauper, he will take the peyah. So it's not just for the Levium. Oh, so therefore that's why it's not chayiv b'maisa, because he has a shear in this as an ani. Now, by the time of the Bishamai, the alf mepeyah. The reason Bishamai that they learn out from peyah, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, lo ani b'legir tazav esam, that for the pauper and for the ger you should leave them. So what do you learn from tazav esam? Yes, chaziv acherashi kizud, that there's another time that you leave it like this. That yeah, when it's ownerless, just for the poor, not for the wealthy, like peyah, that also will be exempt from the halach of ma'aser. But still, yofi mishvis, they don't learn from peyah, they learn from the laws of shmita. The chesed says in the pasuk tishmatena, you should forsake in the tashta and you should leave it. Matam alem tashta, you already know from the tishmatena the same idea. Yes, look on the tishah cher shekizud, that there's another forsaken like this. Kigan heflanim lashim, that it has to be like shmita, which is totally ownerless for everyone, for the poor and for the wealthy. Then it can be exempt from ma'aser like shmita, but not only when it's hefker for the aniyim.